So we did it for the first time in the fall at Fairy Farm, and
Okay.
so we're bringing it back again this spring. And we have some new additions, so if you came in the fall, you're welcome to come back out because we've got some new games to play. And this is a really great opportunity to see the Washington House kind of as we intended it to be used, in a more interactive sense. So we set up the house specifically for this event with tables and chairs and using the furniture to set up some authentic 18th century games that you can play and learn from our staff throughout the house.
So, what are some 18th century games? I'm thinking that's probably not Uno or things like that with cards or
Not
Trouble or something like
quite.
Chutes and Ladders.
Well, we do actually have a game that is very similar to Chutes and Ladders, if you can believe it or not. The game of Goose is actually very similar to kind of the rules of Chutes and Ladders. So you
Yeah.
have a game piece and you move around the board, and whatever space you land on, there's an instruction booklet basically that will tell you what to do. So sometimes it's move 5 spaces back or move 5 spaces ahead or skip your next
Well,
turn.
that is kind of like it.
Yeah, and it's really, really fun. And it has some fun elements to it. It is a technically a tavern gambling game, so there's some gambling elements. So you have like little poker chips basically, and you have to put some into the pot sometimes, and then sometimes you lose all your chips or go back to the beginning. So it's really fun, and it is really a great game to play, similar to Chutes and Ladders.
So I was just kidding about that. I never,
No,
I
no, no,
who knew that Chutes and Ladders has colonial roots to
Yeah,
it?
and the Game of Goose, I think, is one of those games that a lot of more different board games have spanned from over the time. So the Game of Goose was very popular in the 18th century, but it has roots all the way back to like the Renaissance period. So it is a really fascinating history, but also still extremely fun to play in modern
So
times.
can you describe it at all? Because the only thing I can think of is Duck, Duck, Goose, and I'm thinking that's not anywhere near what I'm thinking.
Yeah, so everybody has a piece that starts at the beginning, and the board looks kind of like a spiral. So you roll a
Okay,
dice
yeah.
and you move however many spaces and you land on that space. If it has a symbol on it, you look at the instruction booklet that says move 5 spaces ahead. And so you would do that. And the goal is to land exactly on, I believe it's space like 65 or something. You have to land exactly on space 65. So if you land on space 64, and then, you roll a 2 on your dice, you go to space 65 and then you move back one. So you have to roll
Yeah.
exactly the number 265 to win. So it might take a long time because there's a lot of back and forth, and with those symbols, people start over. But really, really fun to
Well,
play.
you're right. That's so many modern games are just like that.
Yeah. So it is kind of the predecessor to a lot of modern board games that we know today.
Well, this is really fun of getting an, you do get an idea that's the games that we play today do have roots. They go way back. Well, so what ages are good for for game night?
Well, for our fall game night, we had everybody from, age 3 and up. We do have our lawn games out as well, so anybody who's a little bit younger can still play with the lawn games outside. We also have games like Shut the Box, which are a little bit more math focused, so elementary school age kids
Okay.
can practice their math skills, some addition. In that game, we also have things like checkers with our wooden checker sets, and then card games as well, that are a little bit more advanced. So some families still can participate in them, but it is a little bit more advanced. So there's games for all walks of life at game night.
Okay, and this from 5 to 7, which is a good time for you're not it's you can do things outside because it's still light now, and really it gives you really a kind of a glimpse that we sometimes don't think about the fact that people played games and they had fun in colonial America.
Leisure activities in the 18th century are something that people don't think a whole lot about sometimes. So
Right.
this is an event that gives us an opportunity to talk a little bit about those. And a lot of these are tavern games that would be played in the tavern. So it also gives us an opportunity to talk about, different settings that these games would have been played in as well.
And the George Washington Foundation is terrific with the games with the outdoor games you do with the kids and when you have different activities. Something like this, though, I guess to do something, you've probably played. Have you played all the games?
Yes. Our manager of public programs, Emily, did a lot of research. She has laminated sheets with the instructions as well as QR codes to videos in case anybody needs extra help to learn. But our training for this event, basically we just sat down and played a bunch of games for a couple hours to really learn the histories as well as the instructions for the game. So it's a fun event to put on and definitely a fun one to attend to.
And so this is at Ferry Farm on Friday night, the 18th century game night from 5 until 7.
Yes.
It does sound like a lot of fun.